Thank you very much, Director General, Your Excellencies. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great honor to be here today. We are delighted that this important issue of access for visually impaired persons receives such prominent attention. We believe this debate is important for two reasons. Firstly, because the issue of access for persons with disabilities is incredibly significant. Society must be accountable on how it supports all its members and how it enables them to develop their full potential, both as a human being and as a productive member. As we all experience at this is a time of opportunity because technology makes it possible to make real progress in this area. We as publishers are willing to contribute our fair share to this effort. Secondly, the issue is also very important because in this single issue and the debates that we are having at WIPO, we can see exemplified what can happen when a complex and multi-faced issue is debated within an organization which, as first impression, has a focus on a single aspect of the issue, such as WIPO on intellectual property. But first, I have been asked to explain the needs and expectations of the publishers. As publishers, our message to WIPO member states are very simple. Publishers asked that the complexity of disability access is recognized and asked that we recognize the fact that we are navigating in a fast-moving stream of technological developments. Publishers see the best possible solutions to be found in flexible solutions that encourage collaboration and win-win, rather than artificial polarization. Publishers ask WIPO member states to ensure that the issue of disability access is not misused to discredit rights holders or copyright itself. We are also a force for social good and public interest. As commercial organizations, we care greatly about access of our works. But publishers are more than just commercial entities. We are passionate about books and care about reading, just like bookshops, libraries, and most importantly, our authors. It's the entire book sector that has always embraced the special calling to support those who wish to read our books and are not able to, whether the reason is censorship, illiteracy, poverty, or disability. In the ongoing dialogue which rights holders and disability charities have at national, regional, and international level, publishers find that we have far more things in common, and I would like to highlight three shared beliefs. Number one, a high priority given to market-driven solutions. Second, the belief in the potential of technology to solve many issues. And three, the need to develop and strengthen the role of trusted intermediaries. A written record of my speech will go further into detail. In the shortness of time available, I would like to highlight the experience and the process in my own home country, the Netherlands. It has developed where we have developed and addressed the so-called polder model. The polder model has developed over more than 500 years under unusual circumstances. The universal threat of rising waters, the lack of central authority, and numerous diverging individual interests. The polder model demonstrates that consensus can be achieved if all diverging interests are brought to the table and talk until mutually acceptable solutions are found. This may sound ineffective or counterintuitive, but the polder model works, actually. And in one area where it has worked effectively is the area of access to books by persons with disabilities. Since 1985, publishers and libraries in the Netherlands have been providing access to visually impaired persons on the basis of an agreement rather than a copyright exception. Today, Dedicon, the umbrella organization of disability services in the Netherlands, has an ongoing relationship with the publishing and writing community. The agreement is constantly revised. The last formal revisions were taking place in 2001 and 2007, and at the end of this year, there is a new evaluation. As new needs or technologies emerge, the implications for publishers are discussed and eventually solutions are found, often sharing, starting with thorough discussions that may lead to pilot schemes. This collaborative procedure allows all sides to find a way and adjust and adapt as they learn about these new technologies. It's on this ongoing dialogue which has been instrumental so that today more than 2,000 books are available to the visually impaired every year and again. And it is also shared with persons with print disabilities around the world, because those titles are shared by other countries where Dutch, a very small language, is being spoken. Can we use the Polder model at WIPO? What I like seeing now is that WIPO members are poldering in a way by consulting nationally to see where the obstacles of VIP access lies, and at a national level, and what the real problems are and how they can be addressed. Whilst the WIPO Standing Committee on Copyright and Related Rights is debating the merits of the treaty, the stakeholder platform is exploring other aspects of the issue, and we are able to have discussions at expert level without the burden of politics that is always the threat of plenary debates. I would like to congratulate WIPO for the wisdom of its consultative approach. It emphasizes the use of experts and the commitment of resources and staff to analyze the problem and possible solutions. WIPO is clearly looking for solutions that all find satisfactory. I would like to particularly thank Director General Francis Gurry for his personal commitment to this issue. He has been instrumental in calling all those together who value books and copyright protected works in the rising sea of disconnected information. Clearly, WIPO believes in the importance of excellence and reading and the important role of all stakeholders in this debate. Thank you.